Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh, okay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
I am so excited. This week has gone by so quickly from when we recorded last to this episode. I feel like I blinked and now we're here again.
Dude, yes. But at the same time, it kind of feels like it's a long time. I feel like I say that every episode. I'm like, it feels like it was a long time, but it also feels like it was just yesterday we recorded the last episode.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Wait, what day did we record the last episode? We recorded the last episode kind of late, didn't we?
I think it was on Wednesday, honestly.
Yeah, so it's been almost a week. It's about the normal time.
Yeah, and I was just coming out of my crazy, crazy work schedule, so...
Yeah, true.
I was a little scatterbrained, for sure.
True.
But yeah. I feel a lot better this week. I feel more... intact. I feel more in control over my schedule.
Good.
And things are going better. So
good.
That's a plus.
We love to hear it. Well, I have been freezing my ass off because it's literally this morning when we woke up, it was negative 11 degrees. So
oh, hell no.
I have just been trying to not pass away and to just continue living the last couple days. So I'm happy to be doing something from my home that feels like socializing because I've re-quarantined under the current circumstances.
Oh, God. I feel like this is Mother Nature's way of saying, stay the fuck inside.
Well,
there's
in
a pandemic.
Like, it's cold in Texas right now, too, which you probably know because your family's there.
Yeah, my brother does not have power, but my mom does.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my brothers went to my mom's house today, but, like, her pool is freezing, and their pools are not designed to freeze because they're in Texas.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's a bit of a mess. But, you know, they are fine, I think. From the last update I had, that was kind of what was going on. So,
man.
I'm hoping they're all okay.
Seriously.
I haven't talked to all of them, so hope y'all are good.
If you're listening to this, I guess you are.
Yes, you are. Yeah, so it's just kind of...
That's insane.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
And then in Georgia, it's just, like, wet and gross.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we get. And we're like, can we just at least have a little snow?
Yeah.
We don't need the Texas snow, but a little bit would be nice.
Yeah. The last I talked to my sister-in-law and soon-to-be brother-in-law, they didn't have power either. And they were going, like, today, they didn't have power any last night, so Monday night. And then not at all today, like, since we checked in with them. And, like, they didn't have any food in the house. Like, they went to the grocery store and that they had were, like, some random things and, like, champagne. And so, like, they got, like, a bunch of champagne and some random food.
I mean, pop the bubbles.
Yeah. So she posted, like, a Instagram story that was cute of her dogs playing that was, like, keeping warm on champagne, barbecue, and love. Like, yeah.
Oh, Lord. I mean, the champagne will get you feeling a little warm. So.
Yeah. But
you got that going for you.
So, yeah, if you're in Texas at the time of this recording, we're thinking about you.
Oh, God. My brother was literally using a candle as a fireplace because he doesn't have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the candle was called, like, Fireside something. And he literally was, like, have my mini fireplace going.
Perfect. Because
I was, like, I mean, I told him, I was, like, a candle would work as some heat.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a lot.
At least a little bit.
Something. It's better than nothing.
Right. Oh my gosh. Well,
so, yeah.
I'm glad that everybody that we know as of right now is good, but, you know, just stay safe out there,
everybody. I feel really, yeah, we're thinking of you, even though this is probably, it's like while it's going on, but like when this episode comes out, I'm hoping everything will be.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, so, once everybody listens to this, they'll be like, yeah, we were fine. What are these people talking about?
Yeah, no. Well, we hope you are listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. If you are in freezing weather and have no Wi-Fi or power, we hope you're listening to this now.
Yeah.
And you're warm.
Yeah. Well, last week we asked everybody about what they can positively control in their life. And oh, yes. I think we got some responses from Tati. So would you like to read those, Val?
Yes, I would love to. I have them up right now. Okay, well, Instagram decided to reboot, so here we are, not having them up. Okay, here we go. Okay, so Tati admitted she is a recovering control freak. Same girl, same. She said that she, if you hear a background noise, my cat is scratching her tower. she's being a spaz. Okay, she says she cannot have a 20-minute bath because every time she makes a bath, she's in there for 2+ hours. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I can't. She was like, I have to refill it and everything. And I'm like, girl, I cannot. I get bored after 20 minutes. I get antsy. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I have the candles and everything. And then all of a sudden, I'm over it. And then I'm like, all right, time to blow out the candles. Uh-huh. Time to put everything up. And then she said she relates in regards to watching someone do something and you're thinking, no, you're doing it wrong, when in reality, like we said in the episode, they are doing it and it will be right, even when it's done a different way than we would do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that was the feedback that we got from Tati. Thank you.
Love
we
that.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, she's always the best with giving us feedback. And she even is. If we ask questions like in the episode and you're like, I don't really want to answer that question, but this part made me think of something else, like, you can respond with that too.
Yeah.
And we'll still read it on the episode.
Like, yes, of course.
Yeah.
She also, I skipped over this comment by accident, she said that when she is taking a bath, because I was like, I get so bored, she says she usually reads a book, listens to a podcast, watches YouTube videos, mindlessly scroll. She says she has to drain the water at least one time and refill the hot water, but it helps her chill her out. So that is good. You can listen to a podcast like This Is 20-something. That would be cool. we're also on YouTube, so if you want
true.
Have a YouTube video going, there you go.
Yep. Well, perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Tati, for those responses. We always appreciate all of your sweet feedback.
Yes, it's amazing.
Tati is actually one of my best internet friends. And
yes, I was just about to ask how you guys met, because I know that you guys are very close via social media.
Yes. So we both are in the same wellness community, which is how I find like a lot of my internet friends, whether it's like people that use the same products as I do, or like I'll look up different hashtags like non-toxic mama and stuff like that, and like find other moms that are like DIYing things. And so that is how we know each other, is like that hemisphere of the internet. And she also uses like essential oils every day in a bunch of different ways like I do, so we often like tag each other back and forth and stuff like that. And she's just so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I see you guys like motivating each other, and like the big five thing is something that you do, and I absolutely love it, and I need to do it more often, but I always forget.
I know, me too.
I'm so scatterbrained. I'm like, but I see you guys tag each other a lot in that. And when I did it the couple days that I was able to stick with it, I had a lot of people respond, and a lot of people want to do the same thing because it's so incredibly powerful for your day. We can talk about that another topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's really cool to have something common ground, and then everyone just kind of is like, me too, me too, me too.
Yeah, and that's what social media is great for, is like,
yes,
connecting people that way. And I think our parents warned us, like, one of my other internet friends was talking about this, my friend Larissa. She was saying, like, our parents warned us, like, don't be friends with people on the internet, with strangers on the internet. And now I'm friends with, like, so many people on the internet.
Yes, same. Okay, this is kind of, well, it's still on topic, but kind of off topic. When you were younger, this is going to sound very concerning after I say this out loud. When you were younger on, like, Xanga and MySpace, were you ever friends with, like, Disney stars? Like, it was obviously fake. They were fake people, but they were, like, pretending to be Ashley Tisdale, pretending to be Miley Cyrus, yes. And they legit made it seem so real.
Yeah. I remember
I used to, like, be friends with those people on MySpace, and I never met up with them. I never let them have any information, so don't come at me with, like, you should, like, my mom's gonna be like, that, what the hell? but, yeah, so were you friends with those people, too, or was that just me?
Yes, I was gonna say, I was definitely friends with those people, but I've also always been the person that, like, I will jump into anybody's their DMs or anything. Like, even if I know they're not going to see it, like, I don't care how popular the person is. Like, if I like something, like, I'll be like, I love this. Yeah. And so there have been a couple of times where that has been, like, I haven't been expecting somebody from, like, like a fan account to respond or something like that. And you're like, whoa, I have to back up. Like, I don't.
Well, when, like, MySpace was around, we didn't, like, that was new. Everything was new. We didn't have the blue check marks. We didn't have, like, fan accounts yet. We didn't have, like,
that you didn't,
so,
yeah, like,
everything was new. And so we had all of these strangers be like, this is cool. I can pretend to be Miley Cyrus.
The
just
world
for the hell of it.
No official profiles was wild. And I forgot that that existed. Yeah. But we did really just have to hunt around the internet and guess who was the real thing. And you had to look at, like, who had the most followers. Yeah. And then when people could buy followers, that became a problem because you couldn't tell. Oh, my gosh.
God, yeah, that was crazy. So anyways, yeah, social media can be a little dangerous, but, nowadays, with the official check marks, and we know now what's going on in social, like, we know what to see, what's fake, what's real, so unless you're just blind to it.
Yeah, and I feel like stories make it so much easier to, like, be able to tell at least that, like, this person is a real human being who's, like, probably using their real name or, like, a professional name that's, like, a legal professional name for them to be using. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like Instagram specifically makes it easier to suss out if the person is, like, it's easy to tell if an account is fake on Instagram.
Oh, for sure. Especially with stories.
Yeah, they won't have any story activity. And, like, if I'm following somebody for days and days on end and they don't have any story activity, I'm just kind of like, you know, if you haven't posted anything and you're not doing any stories and it's been a few weeks, like, why are you here? Like, what are you, unless you're specifically selling
a
product.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're,
or if you are, like, really good or you are really on Instagram just to, like, consume content.
Right.
Like,
there's a lot
of people who are just there, which is fine. You know, don't feel the need to post all the time. But we're talking, like, people who are trying to be...
to gain followings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they're not showing their face and if they're not, like, engaging, like, quite often to where you can tell, like, this is a human being and not a robot, then it's, like, Because I don't know. I think my parents mostly were concerned with, like, pedophiles and, like, people like that. But also just, like,
and rightfully so.
Yes, rightfully so. But also they were concerned about just people trying to, like, set up, like, algorithms to, like, steal our credit card numbers and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean.
So I would always be worried
about,
Instagram
watches our, like, Instagram is watching us right now, so hi.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like.
But, yeah, so it was, it took a while for me to explain to them, like, you can tell on these social media platforms if this is a real person or if it's, like, a computer program, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, so anyways, it can be dangerous, but you can also find really good friends.
Yeah. And we knew each other, like, we knew that we were actual real people because we had, like, some mutual friends and saw each other out in public in real life. But we didn't really know anything about each other until social media. So
yeah,
that's another fun thing too, is there can be people that you're like aware of in real life, but you don't really like become friends with them, or you maybe wouldn't have become as close of friends with them had social media or the internet not existed. So that's fun too.
Well, yeah, I mean, this podcast wouldn't exist, because B, we would not probably ever talked again. I mean, like, you right. moved away, and then, you know, we just kind of, we wouldn't really talk.
Honestly. Yeah, like, you so. Stopped working at the store that I shopped at. I stopped living in that area. Like, we yeah. would have never, like, known each other or anything like that without social media. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, like, a lot of people have really negative mindsets about social media, which, like, rightfully so, because there's a lot of, like, edited pictures, fake stuff, just fake everything. But if you look at it from the perspective of, like, the opportunities that you can have because of social media, mm-hmm. it's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, what you can do, where you can go, and the friends that you can meet. So
yeah,
and I feel like it's better, because anything that you feel comfortable posting about and you relate to that person posting, like, obviously that's an important topic for mm-hmm. them, so then you relate on, like, important topics that you feel the need to, like, speak out about and stuff. So I think yeah. it's really cool.
And I think, like, for me too, there were a lot of, like, when I went through my miscarriage, I didn't really feel like anybody in my life, even if they'd been through it too, I didn't feel, like, I guess, comfortable talking about how I actually felt about it. And so,
yeah,
like, it was really a nice comfort for me to, like, not really be able to know somebody, but to know that, like, they were speaking out about their experience and were, like, open to listening to other people's experiences, and to be able to go to them and be like, I really related to this post that you put up, and this is why, and to be able to, like, get those feelings out, but not, like, have to feel like I was burdening a loved one with them. And it was literally somebody that was asking to hear that, which is, like, my anxiety a lot of the time is, you know, asking myself, am I saying something that this person wants to hear or cares about hearing? And if somebody's asking you to tell them that, you don't have to worry about that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of times where people who maybe, you know, aren't currently going through anything are, like, social media friends, psh. But then there are a lot of times when, like, you can be going through something and maybe nobody in your life can relate, or maybe you don't feel, like, comfortable opening up to somebody in your life for whatever reason, and you need somebody else to go to. Like, you need some other outlet to express those feelings to, and another human being who's been through the same thing is probably a good outlet, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that there's a lot of value in people sharing their own experiences and, like, encouraging others to share theirs with them. I think it's just, like, a really cool thing that we all have access to right now.
Yeah, especially with the pandemic, obviously. Everything is virtual. Well, you're supposed to be virtual. I see you guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, yeah, with everything being virtual, everyone feels so secluded, and, like, I'm not going into work right now, so I'm literally just working from my apartment, and it feels very lonely after some time. You feel a little crazy, and so, like, being open on social media is just a way to connect with other people, and I'm sure when I, like, started talking about my sexual assault and my, like, fitness journey and other stuff on social media, people were probably like, why the hell is she, like, airing out her business like this? Like, that's a little weird. Okay. But it's led me to make a lot of friends and a lot of connections, and people literally, like, and I'm sure people do the same thing to you. Like, they message me and they're like, thank you so much for speaking about spider veins, speaking about cellulite.
Yeah, or, and it's little things that you don't expect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the post that I talk about spider veins, people still respond, and it's like over a year ago when I posted. Like, they're like, yeah, I ran into it because of the hashtag. Like, spider veins is, like, the hashtag that people connect with me the most on. And so, yeah, just stuff like that. Like, I'm sure people have, like, rolled their eyes or whatever. But, like, in the long run, like, I'm making a lot of connections and making people feel, like, just that they're not alone, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, that to me is, like, everything. Like, I tear up when I get those messages.
Yeah, and for me, I think, like, as I'm getting, I guess, like, more into my adult life, and I think about, like, I'm trying to come at different things in my life with, like, what is the intention behind this? And for me, the intention behind friendships is to have, like, to be connected to other people outside of my family that I'm not, like, yeah. obligated to be connected to. And seeing, like, them through a part of their life and them also seeing me through a part of mine. And so if that's not, like, forever, that's fine, because I think we all need to stop putting, like, that pressure on every single friendship we have. I think need to just be able to say this is a great friendship for now, and that's good enough, and I'm very, very lucky to be experiencing that. But, yeah, I think, like, for me, when I think about what's the purpose of friendship, it's that. It's to, like, feel fulfilled with somebody else, like, in a relational way that I'm not obligated to. You know? And so if social media makes you feel that way, or whatever your goal is for having friendships, which can be totally different than mine, and as long as your social media friendships are fulfilling those, like, that's more than valid. That's the same thing as your real life friendships, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And especially, like to me, the pandemic's very real. Mm-hmm. And to a lot of people, it's not. And so I've been able to see who my, like, real social media friends are. Mm-hmm. Like, those who listen to the podcast, those who, like, comment on my stuff and message me. Like, I never see these people.
Yeah.
But we support each other. And if that's, like, good for the life stage that I'm in right now, I'm going to keep connecting with them, and, like, they're going to keep connecting with me. And I think, honestly, a better thing about having social media friends is, like, that pressure of, like, hanging out every day and talking every day and, like, being friends forever. Like, that's not there. So it is kind of better in a sense, because if it becomes toxic, unfollow.
Yeah.
Bye. If you move anywhere,
it doesn't change the friendship. Like, your friendship can be the exact same no matter where you are, or it's a beautiful thing to have virtual friendships. And even, like, in pandemic times, one of my really good friends, Emmy, was posting about this, about how, like, those of us who have, like, a quarantine, I'm putting in quotation marks, of people who we, like, trust to be around and are gathering around, that's great. Yeah. But we all probably also have people who we haven't spoken to in months that we care really deeply about. And
this pandemic
is just stealing time from everybody, and it is, and it has been. And part of that is that we have all lost touch with loved ones, you know, and that stinks. And, you know, for whatever reason, it's harder to see some people now than it has been. And so it's harder to keep those connections up. And social media is great because, yeah, maybe you haven't talked to them personally in a while, but if they're on social media, you've probably seen something. Like, you probably have gotten an update or two still in that amount of time. And while that may not be, like, the intimate friendship or acquaintanceship that you're used to, it's at least something, and it's not having no contact with them, you know?
Right, yeah. And it's also a good way to kind of rekindle friendships that you had in person mm-hmm. in the past, that, like, maybe you find more important now than you did back then. And it's a good way to, like, reconnect, slide in their DMs and be like, hey, like,
yeah,
just checking in on you, what's going on, like, I see you have a new house and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really cool to be able to catch up without having someone's number or knowing where they even live, like,
yeah.
So I think it's really, I don't know, I just think it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people need to, like, be more positive about social media Because a lot of people are very salty about it, and it's like, just get off then.
Yeah, yeah. That's how
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, because there are a lot of us who really enjoy it, so don't rain on our parade, okay?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, granted, the corporations are probably not the best, right. But is any corporation the best? No.
Yeah.
We all know this.
Keep hating while you're standing in the Target dollar spot, okay? Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to ask everybody to tag a internet friend and tell us how you connected with them, because we think that that is so, so fun.
Yes.
But, I mean, yeah, do you have anything else, Val? I think we, like, ran the gamut of this topic.
The only thing I just remembered I forgot to mention is, like, I don't know. Have you ever seen the, like, I'm a big Harry Styles and Ariana fan and Taylor Swift fan. Like, have you seen how close, like, fans get just because they like the same artist?
Oh, yes.
I totally forgot to bring this up.
That is a beautiful thing. Yes, we have to talk about that first. Oh, my gosh, yes. I love that.
Yeah.
How I've even experienced that with, like, some podcasts. Like, I've made friends with a couple of people who listen to Dax Shepard's podcast just because, like,
yeah.
You know, you can.
We like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when I am like checking out someone's profile, because it's like a mutual friend of somebody, I'm like, who is this? Like, how do I feel about this person? Mm-hmm. And then I see like a Harry Styles shirt, I'm like, follow, best friend, comment, like, we are friends.
That is so cute. I love that. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But like, we eventually, when concerts come back, like all of my little concert friends, We're gonna go, yes. And we're gonna rage, and, like, it's just so cool to see how, like, people legit meet on the internet, mm-hmm. and then they're like, let's go to this concert. They get a hotel room together.
Yes.
They fly together to every concert, and it's, like, it looks like so much fun.
Yes.
So.
I have always thought that. I haven't, like, had the experience of getting to, like, go anywhere with an internet friend or anything like that, but oh my gosh, it must be so exhilarating.
It seems so much fun. I've never done it, but maybe one day.
Yeah.
When concerts are back, but
yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really cool how you can, like, literally just find one little thing in common and then you're best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best. Ugh. Oh, my gosh.
So, anyways, that was the one thing I wanted to mention.
But, no, I'm glad you slid it in.
But, yeah.
Because we can't – that's, like, a huge – I feel like that's probably how most internet friendships started, you know, because people were trying to find a common thing. So,
yeah. Definitely. So, yes, comment on this episode's post. Your internet friend, how you met them, / why you like them, why you love them, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, whatever you want to say, just say it on the post.
Yes.
Because we want to know.
And I am going to up the stakes on this one. I will pick one of your internet friends that you tag to get a free pair of earrings from my friend at Blush and Josie. So I will get you a pair of earrings or a custom made clay wall hang thing. If you tag an internet friend, I will get you and your internet friend little matching things. So we're going to up
that.
It, make it our first giveaway. Because
the stakes are high, people.
Yes. We're going to raise the stakes because I think this is so cute. I really want people to tag their internet friends. So I'll come up with something with Blush and Josie. Maybe, you know, if both of the people who win wear earrings, we can make little like matching, like, we met on the internet
cute.
Things.
Or, best
I'll
friend.
Get with her. She's super cute. She'll come up with something super cute. So.
Oh, cute. Those earrings are adorable. I see you post about them all the time.
She's the best. She, oh my gosh, this is the perfect episode for this too, actually, because she is somebody I met in college, and then we kind of just became friends on Facebook. Honestly, I don't know why or how. and then we ended up, like, becoming better friends because of how talented she is with her jewelry. And I just became, like, a super customer. And she was like, hey, don't I know you from college? And I was like, yeah.
I love your jewelry. Thanks.
Yeah. So this is the perfect episode to do it in anyway. But
that is perfect.
Well, if you want to enter in that and you want to tag your internet friend and get whatever thing Blush and Josie and I are going to come up with
Then it's going to be something cool, though, I promise.
Yes, I will know before the episode comes out, so I'll stick in a little thing at the end of this, like a disclaimer. Hey, by the way, this is the thing. But you can go do that over on Instagram. There will be a post for this episode announcing this episode. You can go to @thisis20pod. It's @thisistwenty pod. And if you'd like to contact me directly for whatever reason, you can do that at Allison R. Carpenter, AllisonRCarpenter.
And if you want to be my internet friend, see what I did there?
I do.
My Instagram is @val.byrnes, VAL.BYRNES.
Yay. Okay. Well, I'm so excited to figure out what in the world we're giving to these people, but also to hear about some internet friends. This is going to be so cute.
Yes. I love this episode. It's very relaxed, chill, but like hype your friends up.
Yes. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, you're one of my favorite internet friends of all time. Oh, so happy.
You're one of mine. All the love.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we will talk to you guys next time, and yeah, bye.
Bye guys.